Welcome to the Hot Wife World podcast. Everything you want to know about the lifestyle. Stories, testimonials, and advice. You've come to the right place. Today, we hear from Suzanne about her hot wife journey, how it all began, and what she experienced. Suzanne, the stage is yours.
My hot wife journey. So you might wonder who I am. As you can imagine, it's not a good idea to give your real name here. Especially not if you're the CEO of a company in real life and want some privacy. But just so you know who you're dealing with, here's a little more information about me. I'm a pretty successful fashion and lifestyle entrepreneur who discovered the hot wife lifestyle in 2018. It all started when my partner gave me the login details for a dating website where people meet for sex on New Year's Day this year. At least some of them. You, especially the ladies, can probably imagine how amazed I was, and I couldn't really believe the whole thing. But I found it very arousing. So here's the whole story. I'm often asked if I'm married. Well, notwithstanding the fact that it's not that important here and that part of the word hot wife is wife, I'd like to reserve the right to tell you more about that later. Anyway, what I want to tell you today happened a few years ago on a New Year's Day. My partner, see above, stood in front of me and said in a firm voice, "I've signed you up on a dating platform. You can meet other men there. Women too, of course, if you want." He smiles slightly, get to know them, and meet them for sex. He pauses. My mouth opens, but I can't get a word out. "But there are rules," he continues. "A contract, so to speak." I look at him questioningly. "And what are they?" I say in a low voice, not without curiosity. "Firstly," he seems slightly amused, and I'm not sure if the whole thing isn't a joke, "you will ask permission from everyone you meet. Each time you will ask, 'May I fuck him?'"
Do you get that?"
I nod, unable to get a word out. "Secondly, I want a detailed report after every date," he continues without waiting for an answer. "And thirdly, whenever possible, pictures, films, voice messages, video calls. Be creative." He looks me firmly in the eye and holds out a folded piece of paper. "Here are the login details for the portal." He is serious. Total serious. They say women are curious. I don't know if that's true for all women, but it's true for me. It wasn't long before I signed up to the dating site with very mixed feelings. He had stopped talking about it, and now, a day later, the temptation was just too great. At least as great as the doubts I had as to whether he was really serious. It seems he was. Well then, let's see what awaits me. He had already filled out my profile, a slogan or motto, a self-description, which I had to admit was quite applicable. He had even selected my preferences. I blushed when I read it and saw what I was into. The pictures he had chosen of me were anonymous, but meaningful, so that my future acquaintances could get an idea of what to expect. What was I supposed to make of it? The following months were exciting. I met up with a few men for harmless first dates, as I got to know them via a dating platform, and many questions no longer needed to be discussed. I knew their age, knew if they were single, most of them were, and some physical details were also known to me, whether I wanted to or not. There were some really hot meetings, although it didn't come to sex. I quickly started making out with almost all of them. There was the one who went to a whiskey tasting with me in the evening. My partner picked me up at the venue, and my date took me to his car. The two of them chatted like old friends, and my date gave me a hot and long kiss goodbye. I got into the car with my partner with mixed feelings, and his hand immediately slipped into my pants. I was wet. "Good girl," he said and grinned. Then there was my first date with a black man. I gave him Hedam in his car. I just had to unwrap him to see if the rumors were true. Ladies, they are true. He came in my mouth without being asked. What was I to make of that? But more on that later. On another date, I went for a drive in my partner's car and gave the man in the passenger seat a blowjob. He squirted so much and so strongly that I couldn't possibly swallow it all. The next day, you could still see the marks on the black leather seats. It took almost more than a year until one evening, my partner was on a business trip. I wrote the following text message. I was fucked in all the holes. The message reached him during a business dinner, and he was only able to reply briefly. He seemed to like it. I imagined what it must be like for him to receive this message and not let it show. Later that evening, we spoke on the phone. I think he had felt a special kind of pleasure. The first experience was followed by others. In preparation for a date, my partner wrote on my bum with a permanent marker, "Fuck her. Take a photo with your mobile phone and send it to me." This was done immediately. One date was with the black man mentioned above. I have to say, he had a great tool, but couldn't handle it. Ramming me like a rabbit several times in a row was not what I had expected. The huge thing kept banging against my cunt, and it was more than unpleasant to feel this knocking all the time. The ass fucking was okay. This is where the advantages of long black cocks that can be maneuvered in a little better become apparent. When I got home, I could only climb the stairs with great difficulty, and sitting was no fun the next day either. To be continued.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for more tips and advice, visit hotwifeworld.com.